Ollie Watts Davis, sometimes I feel like a motherless child. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn, and it is my pleasure to welcome back to the program Ollie Watts Davis. She is a professor of music and the chair of the voice department in the School of Music at the University of Illinois. She conducts the university's Black Chorus and is the founding director of the Black Sacred Music Symposium, held biennially at the U of I. And she has performed throughout the world to critical acclaim. And come this Monday evening, those of us in and around Champaign-Urbana will be able to enjoy her voice in a recital. Also in the studio with us this afternoon is another critically acclaimed musician, pianist John Westman, a professor emeritus of music at the U of I and a member of the Center for Advanced Study. He will perform with Dr. Davis on Monday evening. The performance is set for 7:30 p.m. at Smith Music Hall on the campus of the University of Illinois. John Westman, so nice to meet you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to meet you.
And Ollie, it's good to see you again as well.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
What is on Monday evening's program?
Well, we're going to start the program with Robert Schumann's cycle, Frauenliebe und Leben. And then we will do a group of Lieder from Strauss's Opus 10. And we'll conclude the program with John Carter's Spiritual Cantata.
How did you put this program together? How did you make those choices?
Well, Mr. Wisman and I spent quite a bit of time together in China this past summer and decided that we wanted to do a concert.
And so we talked about what we would like to do, and these are some things that we would like to do.
Yeah. Now, is there a piece that you're most looking forward to performing?
All of them.
All of them. All
we
of
like
them.
Them all.
Terrific
yes.
answer. Terrific answer. What can you tell us about the process of your collaboration? How do you work together to prepare for a performance?
With pleasure.
With pleasure.
With pleasure.
Yes.
Great pleasure.
I'd like to be there in the background somewhere watching the two of you work. Can you give us some kind of a more concrete idea, though, of how you say, well, how are we going to approach this piece? What kind of an arrangement do we want to have?
I don't know if you're going to believe it, but but we don't work very hard. It just seems as if we do things together.
Yes.
And we've known each other now for a long time, and it's been my pleasure to know Ollie for so long. And we just, I sit down and she stands up, and we make the music.
And we sing.
And we sing. We have a great time.
Making a joyful noise.
Yes.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
As you prepare to take the stage, what are you thinking about?
Well, we're hoping that many people will come and enjoy our music. But we want to have a great time, and we're so fortunate to have this opportunity to discover new things in the music and to perform it together. So we're just looking forward to the collaboration and the offering.
Yeah. And what is it like to be in that moment, in that place, when you're performing and you've got the audience there and they're with you? John?
Well, it's a wonderful experience. It really is. And I mean, I love the music so much. And when you hear the music coming out of the piano, and I hear it coming out of Ollie, I think, you know, we are really very lucky to be here, to be able to make it and to hear the music and to bring it to the public, to bring it to other people to listen. It's a joy. That's
yeah.
all I can tell
yeah.
you.
It really is.
So it's very similar for those of us who were in the audience.
Perhaps.
Yeah, I think we're, in some sense, we're singing with you. We're playing with you.
We're hoping that that's yeah. what's going on.
Yeah,
because we're giving and serving the music. I mean, we're servants on the stage. And we want for you to receive what we've prepared for you. So I think that the audience will.
Yeah. Now, John Westman has been described as a singer's friend.
Yes. He is.
What does that mean, and what does that mean in terms of
do I want to hear the answer?
I think you want to hear the answer. Of course you do. Mr. Wiseman is a singer's friend, completely supportive at the instrument, at the piano. You never feel as if you're out there on your own or you're in limbo anywhere. He's just very steady and very supportive and just the right expression and color from the piano, just the perfect support.
Thank you, Ollie.
You're welcome.
In terms of then of that togetherness, is it a little bit like another art form, the dance? In that you're with one another, there's a give and take.
I don't know. I don't know anything about dance, so I'm hesitant to say if it's the same or not, or even similar.
I think rather than give and take, we want to be together.
Together,
right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's important that we're breathing together. We our sensibility is the same, the expression is the same, and we bring it together in a very supportive effort.
Yeah. Now, when I think of singers, I think of breathing, but what about a pianist?
Well, they breathe too. They breathe a lot.
But are you breathing, in...
No, I don't think so, but the music breathes. I mean, anybody who plays music, I mean, maybe breathing is just maybe not quite the exact word, but the phrases have shape, mm-hmm. and they begin and they go somewhere and they end. And where it ends is a breath. Maybe not a real one, but it's the idea of a breath.
A space.
A space.
Yeah, maybe it's not even always a space. Mm-hmm. Not a space in sound, because that would make silence, and I don't think that's what it is either.
Mm. I think it's the right musical punctuation.
Yeah, punctuation is a good word.
You know, we prepare it. And Mr. Wiseman does breathe. He's singing on the piano as well.
Thank you.
I think the accompanist, along with the singer, we have the same expression, as I said before, but the same preparation, the same attitude towards the shape of the phrase and expressing the text. You know, the text belongs to the pianist as well. And so I think the preparation is important, and, you know, the onset of the phrase, the release. So, and we wanted to be very much together.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's wrap up with some more music.
Okay.
You've brought some Mozart with you. What would you like to share with us?
Well, I did a recent concert of Mozart arias with orchestra. So I'm going to share with you the Contessa's aria, Dove Sono.
I'm so sorry to have to end it there. Ali Watts Davis. She and pianist John Westman will perform Monday evening, 7 p.m., at Smith Music Hall on the campus of the University of Illinois. The performance is open to the public, and there is no admission charge. I want to thank you very much for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.